This is Ted Kennedy. Business is part of America's growing healthcare problem, and business has to be part of the solution, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Congress adjourned this year without tackling the serious problems facing our healthcare system. In fact, we've moved in the wrong direction by repealing insurance for the elderly against catastrophic illness. Senior citizens still have at least some protection for hospital and doctor bills through Medicare. But what about working Americans and their families, Al? 24 million have no protection at all because their employers won't provide insurance on the job. 60 million other Americans are risking trouble, too, because their fly-by-night insurance will leave them high and dry and bankrupt if serious illness strikes. Shape up, Al. You can't keep on ignoring facts like these. No other industrial nation in the world tolerates a healthcare system with so many major gaps. The responsible majority of businesses provide health insurance to workers. It's time to require the irresponsible minority to provide it, too.
Ted, you're going to fall off your liberal hobby horse right on your prat. The bigger picture is that this country has a tremendous deficit problem. The healthy economy is what will one day enable the federal government to have a more generous health care policy. Ours is not a perfect private health care system, but it is full of incentives for business, small and large, to help to provide coverage to employees. The system also tries to encourage business, hospitals, doctors, patients to meet workers' needs. I sure do agree with you, Ted, that the repeal of the catastrophic health care program for our needy elderly was a real mistake. Congress was threatened by a powerful, misguided lobby group. We should not have been cowed. Your ringing pleas for socialized health care are always noble, Ted, but they are so unrealistic and just not supported by the majority of the hardworking men and women in this country. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on recent Senate progress on cleaner air. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.